When the Rebbe is Basil Gani Tavshin Lamed Tes, page Chof Tes. Okay, we'll start seven lines in the end of the page. Okay, so the Rebbe is explaining that the advantage of the Mishkan, because he asked the question, if the whole union of transforming Shtus and Sheket to Kedusha, so why is it only by the Mishkan, not by the Beis HaMikdash? So he says, because Beis Rabbeinu did the Mishkan himself, there were no partners in it, and Moshe Rabbeinu, whatever he did, was permanent. And therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu was the level Leipzig time of Begavar. There was no space, meaning Moshe Rabbeinu up there was the level of Kedusha down here. So Moshe Rabbeinu, in the Mishkan, by building the Mishkan, had the advantage that he made the Amudim, the Emdim, the pillar that revealed the highest ceiling levels of Elokus with the earth down here. And he says, V'apizeh, these few lines we learned, V'apizeh, yuvin gam shadug machim asim la'vedas ha-mitzvahs. Therefore, the most appropriate example for doing mitzvahs is the inyan of the Amudim. Because what does an Amud do? Connects higher and lower. What do mitzvahs do? Connect higher and lower. Because mitzvahs that bring down and connect audience of with the world are like a pillar. In a wood that connects the roof and the floor. Mamish one thing. So therefore, what do mitzvahs do? Mitzvahs tkiven shayodim nasim dira betachteinim. The fact that mitzvahs create a dwelling place for Hashem and dwelling places didaika, shesham nimtza hador bei, that the one that lives in the house b'chol inyon b'chol atzmusi, all his aspects and all his essence. Okay, so he says ab efen she konefei merecha, to the extent that the pasuk says your master, your teacher won't conceal himself from you anymore. It says mitzvahs connect. And he says, what's dira b'tachteinim? Dira, as Al-Trebbe says many times in Tanya, the expression dira latzmusi, a dira to the essence. When we say the concept of dira b'tachteinim, or the Mishkan was Hashem's home, so Chassidus explains, what's the inyan of dira, a dwelling place? We know a person, the real person, is the way he behaves at home. In the street, it's all bluff. It's all fake news, fake behavior, fake everything. The way the person really is the way he is in the house. So when you say dira b'tachteinim, in other words, like this, in the street, you're restricted by what this person is going to think or say or do, whatever. So there's restrictions. In a home, a person acts the way they really are. When you speak about dira latzmusei, means a dwelling place for Hashem, that Hashem's essence could be revealed. Not restrictions of this or that, or Helen Vehester, concealment of this. Dira means the way Hashem is in his essence, that's the way it is, dachteinim. So what do mitzvahs accomplish? Mitzvahs take the essence of Hashem and bring it down here. And now we can understand the connection between Atzei Shitim Eimdim, Lesrafim Eimdim. Okay? Because I can quote the Medrash, Mala Maila, Srafim Eimdim. The Medrash compares the two. The Medrash says, just like in heaven, the Srafim Eimdim, the Srafim are standing. So the same thing, the Kroshim, Aflamat, Atishitim Eimdim. So what's the connection between Srafim and the boards of the Mishkan? He said, Chshem Shas Srafim Eimdim Nasim Eimdim Mimalai. Just like the Srafim stand above the level of Adnai, which is on top of the throne, kachai de kashi a mishkan, through the boards of the mishkan, shenasim yatzei shitim emdim, that are made from atzei shitim, mahavchin es hashtus dul umeze, they transform the shtus of the world to be higher than elokus, which is normally revealed in the world. Al derechin reva say, shenyon yasil lamata. That what is Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, reva say, the way you see it up there, that's the way you make it down here. Which means, the way it is in the higher spiritual realms of Kedusha, that's Asiya. In the level of Asiya down here, you have those infinite levels of the essence of Hashem. Okay, so the Rebbe in this us...
Who said that?
The Medrash says that. But the Medrash says that just like the Srafim stand above him, same thing the pillars, the Mishkan stand. So the Rebbe is explaining, it says the expression, Re'ei va'asei, the Pasuk says to Moshe Rabbeinu, look what happens in heaven with the building and make it down here the same way. But the Rebbe is saying, Re'ei va'asei means the level of Re'iya, seeing Elokus, which is higher than understanding Elokus. Seeing the essence of Elokus comes down in the level of Asei, even in the world of Asiya. That even in this physical world, we have that level of Elokus.
It was the same thing with the menorah also.
Yeah, but a different Aveda. The menorah is one Aveda, the Shochan is another Aveda, the Mizbech is another Aveda, the Kroshim. Everything is a different Aveda. In a lot of different memorim that Rabbein go through, the Aveda in personal, Mizbeach and Shulchan and Menorah and Arin and Krashim, I mean, you know, everything. Because if you're making a personal Mishkan within yourself, so then you have to analyze all the things of the Mishkan, how it affects the person individually.
Bringing down and revealing two-step?
Same thing.
Step? It's the same, right?
Well, when you bring it down, you reveal it. But the bringing itself is revealing.
There's nothing to bring down.
If something's on the second floor, yeah, but you don't see it. You say, bring it down.
But you did say there is no second floor. It's all here. You just have to reveal it.
Correct. That's a true statement. But that would mean bringing down spiritually, just like physically. Physically, when you bring something down, meaning when it's up there, you don't see it. Now you bring it down, you see it. So the bringing down is a part of the revelation. So the course is concealed. It's here, but it's not revealed, correct? And you bring it down, means you reveal, by mitzvahs, you reveal that level of Elokus down here. Okay, Vav. In addition to the fact of the pillars of the Mishkan that are called Eimdim, Yesh Gamkin Inyan Amida. Okay, and there's also the standing. In other words, like this, the boards of the Mishkan are the pillars that connect higher and lower. But then there's a second, the simple meaning, Eimdim means they're standing. It's a less, the meaning of standing also, besides the fact that it's a pillar that connects up and down. That's what the Rebbe says at the end of the Perek. That when you say they stand, what does it mean? Amida meira al kim vehed al ashinu. When you use the word standing, it means permanency. What does it mean? The heder hashini, no changes. But here the Rebbe is saying like this. Eimda means it's firm, it's permanent. It's not wishy-washy that falls apart. It's standing. When you say a person standing means it's firm. He says, the firmness means it doesn't change, which means you bring down the level of Hashem, of Ani Hashem Leishanisi, that I'm God that doesn't change, meaning it's a level higher than world, that the world doesn't affect it in any way so whatsoever. Meaning, in addition to the fact that mitzvahs, or the boards of the Mishkan, connect the higher and the lower, it brings down Dira B'tachtainim. In addition to that, it's permanent, meaning it brings down the permanent level of Elokus that doesn't change based on the levels of world. Memalikol Almin, the permeating level, changes based on the Keli. A bigger Keli gets more, a smaller Keli gets less. In the level of Ani Avayi L'Shinis, it's a level of Elokus that's so above world that world doesn't mean anything. But you know what? Without chassidus, that's not the simple meaning of the tefillah. Simple meaning of the tefillah means, God, you were there before the world, and you're there now too. Chassidus comes along and says, doesn't all mean you were there before, now you're here too. It means, after the same way you were before the world, that's the way you are now that there is a world. So it's much deeper. Okay, so he says, well, inyan bazeh, the inyan is like this. It's known the debate in the Mitzvah Rebbe's Maimorim v'negel in Yeshiva v'amida. The Mitzvah Rebbe discusses apichsidus, the difference between sitting and standing. Obviously, we know standing and sitting, but he explains the difference. Hine ksiv Hashem lamal bo yoshov vayeshev Hashem melech le'olam. Okay? Sometimes it says Hashem is sitting. Right? Hashem lamal bo yoshov vayeshev Hashem melech le'olam. Hashem will sit as a king, which means there's an advantage of that. V'l'cheira yeshmaila b'inyin dafke b'inyin ha'yeshiva. Seemingly, there's an advantage of sitting. Now, obviously, standing is better than sitting. Standing represents bittul, but there's a mile of sitting. What's the mile of sitting? Shemir al inyin amshoch lemat of bringing down it down here. While inyin is yashvus, the inyin of is yashvus means when you're settled. You know, the mind is settled. Yeshiva das means when you're a peace of mind. Okay, so he says like this. Obviously, when it says Hashem Yeshiv al Kisei, Amelech Yeshiv al Kisei, that Hashem sits on the chair, obviously it doesn't mean Hashem took a seat, right? What it means is like this. What's sitting? The difference between sitting and standing simply, standing you're up, and when you sit, you come down. You lower yourself. So the Inyan, when we use the word Hashem Yeshiv, or Hashem Lamabo Yoshev, it means Hashem lowers himself down. Hashemayim kisi, after Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, the heavens my chair. What do you mean the heavens a chair? Hashem takes a seat. What do you mean he takes a seat? He comes down. He brings down Elokus lower. Achmed sinu sheyesh gam inyan shel amida dafka. But we find by Hashem standing also, like it says, Hashem emed lirivamim. Hashem is standing to the fights of the nations. Like we say in davening, in Alanisim, right? You stood up for them in the time of their need or affliction. So the Mittel Rebbe discusses, there's an advantage we find of sitting, and there's an advantage of standing, right? So he says like this. Abir, the explanation is, Kasha yesh dovid aminagid umaylim umasti, when there's something, a position, blocking and covering, you have to fight with him. Well, to be victorious over them, then you need to stand up. You know, when you want, when there's an expression in English, stand up to them. You know, somebody's bullying you or somebody's bothering you, say stand up to them. It doesn't mean standing and sitting. The expression standing up means you have to fight, stand up. They say stand up and be a man. You have to stand up. So the mile of he says, then you need the level of Amida, Shemer al Chesek v'atekif. You need the power and the might. So he says like this, Mizem Movan, Gamenegel, Kashia Mishkan, boards of the Mishkan, Shenas, Meyate Shita Meimdim. Why do the boards have to be standing? Because what's the Mishkan? Transforming Shaked to Kedesh. So you're fighting evil, you're fighting falseness, you're fighting Klipa. So then the Mishkan, the Kaddish, has to be standing to fight the evil of Sheker that you're transforming from the Sheker to Kaddish. Because there's a concealment of the world. Sheker, the falseness of the world. That you need to transform it to a board of the Mishkan and the Shtus of Lomazah. Therefore, you need to stand. Then you need to have an additional power to bring Alokus down here, which is inyan of standing. Of not changing. The expression stand up, again, standing is firmness, continuity, firmness. He says like this. The boards of the Mishkan have to stand because you've transformed, you're fighting evil. And when you fight, it says Hashem Oymid, then you need to have the concept of standing, which is the Gilui of Ani Avay Eloshenitz, like you said, bringing down the infinite level of Elokus that can transform evil to good. What is this in Aveda Sa'adam? Aveda Sa'adam. Who in Yin Aveda Shepel Sasinitzachin. The Aveda that causes victory. Page Lamed, yeah? The attribute of Netzach, which is rooted in the essence, which over there there's no difference also, like he says in the Hemshech Hilula, like the Friedrich Rebbe explains in the Maimer. Meaning like this. We see, when it comes to victory, people will do things they normally don't do. In other words, the Alter Rebbe says that when a king is, the Friedrich Rebbe says in Basi Legani, when a king fights, he's mevazves es ha'etzeres. He cheapens all the treasures. And the Friedrich Rebbe explains in the original Basi Legani, he says there are certain treasures of the king that are never even seen by people. Hidden treasures of the family, heirlooms and all that. So nobody even sees them. When it comes Muhammad and the king is interested in Nitzach and Netzach, so then he's Mevazes the Esrit. He takes him and he just throws him out. He's like cheaply. He just throws him out for the soldiers to win the war. The Friedrich Rebbe adds in the Maimer, by the way, who gets those treasures? The soldiers, not the generals, not the foot soldiers. So the Friedrich Rebbe says, when there's an Ian of Netzach, so Hashem gives us koiches that normally are such hidden koiches that are never revealed. But because there's the victory, Yilchem Melchemes Hashem of Mashiach, and to get rid of Klipa, or in the Mishkan, the Muhammad to make Shaked into Kaddish, so then that all comes from the level of Nitzachin. And he says, therefore, Netzach, the attribute of Netzach is an extremely powerful, that a king will throw out things just to win. Or like, you know, politicians will spend money like crazy to win an election. Right? Like, it told me this in Nitzachin. You see, when a guy wants to prove himself right, he'll do crazy things just to prove himself right. So he says, this Aveda of the Mishkan, Aimdim, which is firmness to fight, then you have to stand. So what's that in Aveda Sa'adam? The Aimdim? He says, that's the level of Netzach. The person has to win the war of Yochem Mechamas Hashem V'yinatzeach, that he has to win the war. There's a Milan Yeshiva, like he said, from the Mittler Rebbe, but here he's speaking about the mile of Aimdim that you need to stand to win the war. And then you bring down Ani Avai Lo Shenisi. You can add to this, based on what the Rebbe Rashab explains in Ayin Beis and Kamakim, it's many places, Shalchilik ben Yeshiva Lamida, the difference between sitting and standing is Begimel Dvarim. There's three differences between standing and sitting. What are they? Obviously, speaking in Aveda Zodim. Ha'alef, the first one is, Shabi Yeshiva, by sitting, Haguf Varaglaim Eina B'Madrega Sachas. They're not in the same level. Okay? Because the top is this way, and this is this way. Horizontal and vertical. But, well, like you said, Shaguf Yeshiv Alakisei, the body sits on the chair and the feet are lower. But Masha'enkin Bamida, when you're standing, it's all on the same level. There's no different levels between the head, the body, and the foot. It's all standing straight in a vertical line. But Horeish Vaguf Araglaim Imber Madregachas. So that's one difference between standing and sitting. Standing, the body is on the same level, and yeshiva, it's different levels. Beis. Shabi Yeshiva, when it comes to sitting, Harosh Nishpo Lamata. Then the head comes down, like we learned before. The head, when you sit, you come down. Uba Mida Harosh Mugba Kemasi Lamaila. But when you're standing, then the head is distinctively above everything else. Gimel, Shabi Yeshiva, when you sit, Haraglayim Muvakim in Aretz. The feet are not touching the ground. That's what you have the shift of the footstool. Is a footstool, which means, it depends how tall you are and how high up the chair is. But sitting, the feet are not on the ground necessarily.
No, but if there's a footstool, for sure you put in your foot on the footstool, which is not on the ground.
But it's not on the ground. I'm saying even if not, you sit on a high chair, like a bar chair, whatever.
It's hanging.
But Bamida Haraglaim Negim Raim Dambaris. But by standing, the feet are on the ground. Okay, and even if you're standing on a stool, so that's the ground. I mean, but you stand on the ground. So he said there's three differences between standing and sitting. One is sitting, the body's on different levels. Standing, it's all on one level. Secondly, the head comes down by sitting, unlike by standing. And the third thing is that the feet touch the ground, and here the feet don't touch the ground. Well, Inyan, what is this? In Ruchnius, Shevamida, in standing, Meir Alam Shachem Lamata Mata. Standing means Dam Shachem comes all the way down to the ground, because your feet are touching the ground. So the hamshach of the head comes all the way down to the ground. And that's what the raglayim neigim v'im dem ba'aretz, when the feet are touching the ground. But eifin, in a way, shein shum shinui, there's no difference because the goof and the raglayim are all on one level. V'ad shegam lemata mata nimshachas, b'chinis mechen de gadlus, mechen o atzmiim, shezel ma'ashereish mugba k'masi l'maylo. Okay, so he says here there's three advantages of standing. Number one, that you're standing on the ground, so the hamshach comes all the way down to the ground. In a way that there's no difference between one part of the body and the next, not like sitting where there's a different level. And the third thing is, the head is above all the other levels. These are the three things of Amida. So therefore, this is another connection between the pillars and standing, Emdim and Amudim. Why? Ha'omed, what's the pillar, connects the Gag and the Ritzpa, the ceiling and the floor. That's the connection of Reish V'Regel, that is on the same level. Liyez ke'echa mamish, shakfi sha'ar ulamayla. The same way the Or is up there, the same way it comes down here, which is the other level, that it touches the ground, it comes all the way down. V'inyim b'zed, what does it mean in simple language? Shani tzoch and hamenagid. The victory over the opposition, over the enemy. Shebishvil zeyer seirich binyan amida. That's where you have to stand, to be firm, to stand up against the evil. Amadu tlameis ros. How you do this? Shenim shechlamat eisi yo'od. That you bring down. In other words, where do you get the koyach to stand up against the enemy? That's when you bring down that or that doesn't change anything, so that gives the koyach to transform evil to good. Because l'cha'eda, you can't change evil to good.
The
it's like
that doesn't change anything.
What?
You said the or that doesn't change anything. The or that's above change.
And the advent shem loishanisi. It's a level of godliness that's so above world that world doesn't change it in any way whatsoever. That level you're bringing down, and that gives you the koyach to transform darkness to light, falseness to truth. Because l'cha'eda, if light is classified as light, it's a light entity, how do you change entity of light to dark? It's just opposite. You can't change water to fire. You can't. Water is water, and fire is fire. A light is light, dark is dark. How do you take darkness and make darkness into light, or shek it into kedesh? So you have to bring down a level that's so great that or and cheshech, shek it and emes, and it's all the same thing. That's that level of ani Hashem l'shenisi. So when you bring down that koyach to fight evil, because you need to stand, and standing means bringing the highest levels down. That's the definition of standing, that you bring the highest levels down and all on the same level without any changes of sitting, so then you're able to transform darkness to light. But otherwise, like it says in Chassidus, Gan Eden, which is Mamala Kol Alman, it is what it is. When you come up there, nothing's changing. You can't. There's no tshuva in Gan Eden. Because it's already established of a certain entity. So it is what it is. You can't change what it's not to make it what it isn't. Okay? But down here, that comes from Sefer Kol Almin. So therefore, over here, you could do tshuva. Because here, you could tap into a level of Kedusha. Only down here, you can't do Torah Mitzvahs in Gan Eden. So dafka, because you're able to do Torah Mitzvahs down here, so you're able to transform evil into good. How? By tshuva, which is tapping into a level of alukuz, which is above both. So that level, ard is not ard, and cheshech is not cheshech, and evil is not evil, and good is not good, and you're able to transform it. And that's why the Mishkan, which is the concept of keresh, which is transformation of sheker to kedusha, has to be emdim, because emdim represents the level of alukuz, that the same way it is up there, it's down here. And that gives you krech on the avayel shenisi.
What are the three advantages of these three different differences between yeshiva and
Number one, it's all on the same level. That means you bring down a level of alokus that higher, the head and the foot are the same. You bring it down to a level that it mamish comes all the way down. It touches the ground. And the third level is that the head is above everything else.
Your feet are hanging.
That's two.
Not by standing, huh?
That's two milas.
No, number one is that the head is above, they're all on the same level. Secondly, the head comes down. And the third, that your feet touch the ground.
Head doesn't come down when you're standing. The head is head's above
everything. Above, I'm saying. I say come down. Huh? The head is above. What?
The third is the feet don't touch the ground.
Right. By sitting. By standing, though, it does. That's the advantage of standing, that you bring down that level of the head, which is above everything else when you stand. You bring it down all the way to the floor.
So he differentiates between yeshiva and amuda because...